Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
This is The Savage Nation. I am Michael DelGiorno from Nashville, Tennessee, in for Dr. Savage. The phone number, 855-400-7282. That's 855-400-SAVAGE. And, of course, all the stories that we talk about, maybe even a few we don't get a chance to get to, they're available. Don't forget to get on our Savage newsletter and be wise and informed and know the difference between real news, biased news, and fake news. And, of course, you can sign up or sign on to the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. And don't forget the perfect Christmas gift for anybody on your Savage Nation gift list, his New York Times best-selling books, Scorched Earth, and the great tale of his a boy and his dog, Teddy and Me. I encourage you all to consider that for a Christmas gift. I am Michael DelGiorno, and I have the same duty Michael Savage has every day. Sort through all the lies, sort through all the noise, and get to the truth of what's really happening. We do have some follow-up. I said on Monday when this news broke that this would end up being a Sunni and that the motivation would be religious. Let's see if everybody else watching this saw it the same way. The ID, thanks to Germany. And by the way, we're going to look at, you have to ask the right questions in order to get the right answers. Watch what Germany is doing today. After, you know, the analogy I often give is, picture the Wizard of Oz. Imagine if the wizard, even after Toto had pulled the curtain, is still in there playing the shtick and pulling all the knobs, and we can all see what it really is. Everybody gets this, and yet they play the same game. Everybody knows that Merkel jeopardized the security of her people. And she did it the same way Obama's doing it. Open borders. Unfettered, unvetted access to her country. As I'm going to share with you in the story, you're going to see pretty quickly, those German citizens at a Christmas village, they didn't need cameras recording. They needed a leader that was going to protect their borders. Vet anybody that comes into their country. She bungled their security with her open borders. She bungled it with her refugee status. By the way, don't make any German jokes today. Wait till I tell you what the president's been doing on vacation. He's doubling down like a moron drunk in Las Vegas. Like a guy who got 16 hands in a row. Gets one in his 17th hand and decides it's a good time to double down. Are we all not watching the same thing? I'm beginning to think it's frustrating to be a jihadist Islamist. You tell everybody what you're going to do before you do it. You follow the playbook exactly as it's been written. You carry it out. You yell Allah Akbar. You get shot. You get killed. And no one will give you credit. And even the elect are deceived, as the great bishop at the Vatican has spoken on behalf of the Pope. So what do we know? We know Anis Amir is 23 years old. That's who we're looking for. Where is he from? Tunisia. Come on, Michael Savage Nation. You guys are too well taught by our doctor. Tunisia, 99% Muslim. And of the Muslims in that 99% Tunisia, 99% Sunni. Ties to the Tunisian radical group, Ansar al-Sharia, and a radical imam that has been preaching hatred throughout the UK and Europe. He was arrested for a fake passport, but vanished in December. How many times has this played out? You had him, you let him go. And you had him for the very way he snuck into your nation. So unvetted people coming from dangerous places, from a dangerous religion being ignored, led to the death of 12 and the injuries of 50 others. And everybody gets it, right? I mean, Al-Qaeda put it right on their magazine online. Get a large vehicle. Oh, I heard Michael yesterday. I felt so bad his vacation was being ruined. First of all, I would have done a whole comparison of what Barack Obama was saying versus Donald Trump, because it was an amazing, enlightening comparison. But it's tragic. It's as if people think the truck did it. It's as if people think the guns do it. The guns get up, walk on their own, and shoot people. I've driven a lot of trucks. They've never had an urge to take out a manger. It's a sick level of denial. It really is becoming an illness. What are you afraid to see? How can you not see it? They're telling you what they're going to do. They're telling you why they're going to do it. Well, you know what I always say? Ignorance is bliss. It's always bliss until consequence arrives. The only difference between you and me listening today and those people in Germany, and I mean the only difference, my president isn't doing any better than their leader. Our borders are wide open. Funny how we lock our doors at night, double check them, triple check them, lay in bed. Honey, did you lock them? I think I locked them. But the doors to the home of our sovereign nation, wide open. The laws we have, unenforced. Ignored. We're no different. That could have been here. They called for it to be here, just like there. The only difference between us and them is it happened to them and it didn't happen to us. But next time it could be us. You see, there's a difference between seeing, remembering, and honoring. This is what I love about Dr. Savage. I've always been a fan of his passion. I've always been a fan of his brilliance. I've been a fan of his endless curiosity. And unlike most people that get a curious thought and then go right back to their movie, all right, back to their video game. He goes out and starts a radio show. He goes out and writes a book. That's the kind of passion we need more of. These are teachable moments that are begging you to understand and stop ignoring like a child laying on the floor with your hands over your eyes. And I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about everybody. Germany. Germany's strict privacy laws prevent the widespread usage of surveillance cameras. But a coalition government on Wednesday approved regulations that could change this. While the proposed laws will still give Germany's state and city states the final say as to whether or not to allow or ban cameras in public areas, they will force data protection commissioners to give greater weight than ever before to the protection of life, health, and freedom. In Berlin, there are some 15,000 cameras installed on vehicles, more than 3,000 capable of switching to live transmissions. But police cannot install cameras in public spaces and transmit live images. Quote, well, we would know a lot more about the perpetrator by now if we had allowed those cameras to have been installed in the square. I mean, we couldn't have prevented the attack, but our investigation would be more advanced now. That's the best they got to offer their people. Can you imagine? I wish we had cameras. You know, the 9/11 Commission came to this conclusion. It was a failure of imagination. Who'd have thought? Box cutters? Box cutters and planes? And if all we had learned from 9/11 is box cutters are bad, no more box cutters. How insane would that look? This is what they had to offer. Merkel endangered every citizen in her country. Here's a kid from Tunisia, arrested, in custody, released, using a fake passport, the same unvetted way he came to seek asylum. This is the nightmare narrative for them, right? And now they can't even find him. This poor guy wanted to die. His only assurance of eternal life in Islam is to be martyred. And they can't even catch him. They can't even give him his virgins. And they're talking cameras? They're focused on trucks, cameras, and ignoring open borders? An invasion? An act of war? Oh, if you don't ask the right questions, you're never going to get the right answer. To the Vatican we go. Despite appearances to the contrary, you know, ISIS magazine, get a large vehicle, mow down people at religious gatherings, kill them in the name of Allah. Just yell and scream Allah Akbar after you shoot them or stab them. I mean, other than those obvious appearances? According to the Vatican, the murder of the Russian ambassador in Turkey and the Berlin massacre at a Christmas market had nothing to do with religion. I don't know how you get this ignorant. I mean, I know the scripture says, in the end, even the elect will be deceived. This is a new low. Bishop Nunzio Galantino said Berlin and Turkey terrorist attacks are not motivated by religion, but by money. At the bottom, there's just selfishness and oppression. Handpicked, I might add, by the Pope, who has an obsession with socialism. You know, there's an old expression. Passion equals focus equals action, which sets in motion a direction which arrives at a destination. I guess you could say they're so passionate about socialism and political correct social justice and new tolerance. These people are all dead. And what does the Vatican say? Coexist. They give us a bumper sticker. This is insanity. That's all they got. Apparently, that's all they can see. Wikipedia, the life of Muhammad. This is perpetuating the all gods are the same. Well, guess what my theme for today is? If you have bought this lie of spiritual pluralism, this lie of moral relativism as a worldview, this level of ignorance that is only bliss until consequence arrives, if you think all gods are the same, I'm going to point you to a market in Germany with the backdrop of a manger in Bethlehem as we approach Christmas in pursuit of the truth on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Savage Nation. I'm Michael Del Giorno from Music City, USA. Honored to be in for Dr. Savage. The phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget, you can follow all the stories we're covering, and if you haven't signed up for it, by all means do so, especially in the new year. But you find all the stories signing up for or signing into the Savage Nation newsletter at michaelsavage.com. All right, so Germany knows what happened. They can't find who did it. And now they think cameras would have made all the difference. A top Italian bishop appointed by the Pope wants you to know that this had nothing to do with religion whatsoever. This had everything to do with poverty. That's all. Selfishness, oppression, and poverty. And he says that for both instances. Whether it's the German marketplace or whether it was the assassination of a Russian ambassador. And what did the assassin yell after he killed the ambassador? Translated from Turkey, we made an oath to Muhammad to die in martyrdom. Why would he say that? Why was he standing there over the dead body holding a gun saying that? He's waiting to get killed. Why is martyrdom so important? Oh, I'll explain. He continues, a revenge for Syria and Aleppo. Don't forget Aleppo. Don't forget Syria. Now, everybody's going to talk to you about, don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria, but everybody's going to ignore, we made an oath to Muhammad to die in martyrdom. Allah Akbar, boom. You know, Obama surrounds himself with a Muslim Brotherhood. He fanned the flames and called spring in Egypt. The only thing spring about it was the Muslim Brother was being sprung out of jail, raping, looting, and taking control. They get control. Turns his back on Mubarak, and he creates a Muslim Brotherhood dictatorship. Oh, but they'll never run a president. Oh, but they did. Do you know what the Muslim Brotherhood's creed is? See, I love our creed. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, we pledge allegiance to a flag, and it represents the United States of America. And to our republic, not a democracy, not a mob rule. Not a nation of idiots, who are only American as defined by they're physically there on a GPS. It's a great motto. Well, the Islamic, the Brotherhood has a great creed too. It's called their Islamic Creed. And it's their motto. It's Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law, regardless of the law of your land. If that's a problem in America, they're not coming here to assimilate. Everything they believe is antithetical to what we believe. Why would you come here? I have no desire to live in Iran. Do you? And for good reason. So why are they coming here? To assimilate and be like us? Or to change us? But follow this. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. And jihad is our way. You ready for the last line? And dying in the way of Allah, our highest hope. Remember that when I share the story of a mother that kisses her two daughters goodbye as they go explode themselves in a police station. Because it is their highest hope. I got news for you. It's their only hope. Muhammad, when asked, could not promise eternal life. Jesus turned to a thief on the cross and said, I tell you, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. Because he knew his heart, and he was truly sorry, and he truly confessed. And Jesus had a way for eternal life. Muhammad's only assurance he could give people for eternal life was dying in the act of jihad. That's why that's in their creed. That's why that man, standing over the body of a dead ambassador, would look the entire world in the eye and say, we have made an oath to Muhammad to die in martyrdom. Now, you can ignore it. Germany can ignore it and make it about cameras. The Pope can ignore it and make it about poverty. But it's real. And your bliss, thanks to your ignorance, is only bliss until consequence arrives, as it did for an ambassador, as it did for those in a German village. How long do you want to stay ignorant? When we come back, I want you to hear some sound from Rudy Giuliani. He could have been our Secretary of State. He nails this. I doubt the Pope is listening. I doubt Merkel's listening. Germany's listening. But he'll speak the truth. And I want to share with you just a few things about how Obama, in light of what's happening in Germany, is doubling down for it to happen here in America next on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is The Savage Nation. I am Michael DelGiorno from Nashville, Tennessee. Honored to be in for Dr. Savage. The phone number, 855-400-7282, 400-SAVAGE. Of course, you can follow these stories by getting the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. All right, so we still have an ambassador dead, 12 dead in Berlin, 50 others injured after two terrorist attacks, and no one can call it what it is in a terrorist attack. In Germany, they're kicking themselves, wishing they had more cameras. They're not looking at how they didn't vet people and allowed them into their country or their open borders. You have a top Italian bishop. He's blaming poverty, selfishness, and oppression. The only ones speaking the truth are the perpetrators. The killer of the ambassador made it crystal clear. We've made an oath to Muhammad to die in martyrdom. We are the descendants of those who support the Prophet Muhammad for jihad. We are the ones who pledge loyalty to Muhammad. Now, it doesn't matter if it's the driver of the truck from Tunisia, 99% Muslim, 99% Sunni of the 99% that are Muslim and a hotbed for ISIS terrorists. It doesn't matter that ISIS told them, take trucks, drive them in, kill as many innocent people as you can at holiday gatherings. It doesn't matter all that. You don't have to be a beat cop. This is also obvious, right? And what do you got? Germany kicking itself. It doesn't have cameras. A bishop kicking that we don't have redistribution of wealth and socialism, and he offers you a coexist bumper sticker from the security behind walls. Let me warn you, very few wars ever end where they begin, or even on the same battlefields or with the same players. And very few wars have ever been won without identifying the enemy clearly. These attacks, I mean, I know we've kind of all accepted this victim mentality, and it must stop. I choose not to honor those who have died or preserve my life with a victim mentality. There's more to do than be shocked and saddened and do a post on Facebook. You grow up, you wake up, you study up, you identify the enemy, and you defeat it. This type of ignorance and denial, it's only bliss until consequence arrives. And so we're exploring that today. What do these people mean when they say, we are descendants of those who supported the Prophet Muhammad for jihad? I'm going to share a story with you, a woman kissing her children goodbye to go blow themselves up in a terrorist attack on a police station. What kind of a mother would do that? I'm going to say something shocking to you. A mother that really, genuinely loves her daughters. Now, this is what's sad. This is why I say today, there is no greater theme than if you think all gods are the same, if you've bought that lie, I invite you to a Christmas village in Berlin and a manger in Bethlehem. One represents hopelessness and violence for hope, and the other, nothing but hope. They have no other way to achieve eternal life. These are acts of devotion. These are acts of worship. As Michael shared with you just a few, Quran, Surah 4, verse 89, Allah is the way. But if they turn back, seize them, kill them, wherever you find them, and take not one among them as a friend or a helper. Quran, Surah 8, verse 12, instill terror into the hearts of all unbelievers. Quran 2, verse 191, kill the disbelievers wherever you find them. Whether it's an art gallery, whether it's a nightclub in Orlando, a Christmas party in San Bernardino, the finish line of a Boston, fine, kill them wherever you see them. Allah wishes to confirm the truth in his words. Wipe out the infidels, all the way to the last. The Hadith. Allah said, a prophet must slaughter before collecting captives. A slaughtered enemy is driven out from the land. Muhammad, you crave the desires of this world, its goods and its ransom captives would bring. But Allah desires to kill them to manifest his religion. Why would the Muslim Brotherhood's creed be Allah is the objective? Remember my formula? Passion equals focus equals action equals direction equals destination. Allah is the objective, not America. The Prophet is our leader, not your president. The Quran is our law, not your Judeo-Christian jurisprudence. Jihad is our way, not liberty, freedom, and dying in the way of Allah, the highest hope. This is their religion. Now, Wikipedia could enlighten you into the life of Muhammad. They're following his example. I think one of the great tragedies in the world today, from a Christian perspective, my God never fails. But his followers do. The bottom line is, this world is in the shape it's in because most Christians aren't living the example of Jesus, doing the things he taught, doing the things he commanded. And that vacuum and that void has been filled by Muslims who are. Now, here's the good news. We have three types of Muslims because we had three types of Muhammad. Muhammad in Mecca was one of 365 religions. Yeah, they thought he was a little crazy, but what did we care? We got 364 others. Until suddenly he became not an option. Then it got a little ugly. But he was peaceful, tolerant, religious. Then he became very political. For a longer period of time, a more influential period of time, and then ultimately he was a bloodthirsty warrior. And while often many talk about Muhammad was illiterate, and that's why he grabbed portions of Judaism, portions of Christianity, and then trumped it all with his own creation. He was a brilliant warrior, smart guy at deceiving people and conquering them. And he raped, he enslaved, he stole, he killed, he slaughtered, and he conquered. They're following his example. They're doing what he taught. This is worship. This is devotion. I'm so excited about Michael Savage's next book on God. Because I know how brilliant Michael is, and I know how hard he'll study. And I know his creativity and how uniquely his voice will explain this. But he will answer once and for all this question about gods. It's not the same God if you deny the Son. Jesus said, I and the Father am one. You can't say, oh, he's just a good teacher, just a good prophet. No, he didn't rise again. No, he's not the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And he wasn't the final say. Can't have it both ways. Either you accept God for what he said, but Jesus said he was, or you're open to all religions. But this is how it works in chaos. One is a manger of hope. Once and for all, it is finished restoration. The other is, you don't have it unless you die killing others. Do you realize it's their hopelessness that is making them carry out these acts? This is the only promise of eternal life they have. I mean, have you ever been in a conversation with somebody stupid, and they say something stupid, and you want to just laugh it off, but you're like, oh my gosh, I know too much, I can't. How can we continue, when this doesn't stop, to ignore a man's life and example? Ignore a body of work that Michael Savage is pouring through right now, the Quran, or the Sunnah, his life, or the Hadith, all the things. You know, people think the Quran is the only... For Christians, I will say, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It is God-breathed, God-inspired, and it's there to rebuke us and teach us and to be obeyed. It is a sole source. Now, through cultural Christianity or religiosity, we add other realms, but that's ultimately where faith comes from. Do you know the Quran is only 16% of what Muslims believe? And there are 122 references in that Quran telling all these people to do what they're doing that we try to act like is not religious. But there's also the Sunnah, his life that has gone by, and the Hadith, the laws. How long are we going to ignore this? I don't know how you do it and look so foolish. Google, I mean, Wikipedia will get the world a long way. Google this stuff. Stop buying talking points. Stop taking on lies as if they're truth. And Michael will do a great job with this book, but it's nothing compared to you doing it. You can't keep eating, getting other people's nourishment from their meals. At some point, you've got to feed yourself and ultimately to be healthy and get this stuff. But from Michael, yesterday I could hear it in his voice. I'm frustrated to hear it in my voice. I can't believe how dumb the world is. This guy told you, as he's standing over the dead body of the ambassador, what he just did, why he just did it, and you got the Vatican telling you, oh, no, nothing to do with religion. It's about rich and poor, selfishness and oppression. You got Germany saying, oh, wish we'd have had more cameras. What is it, a selfie moment? Why is it not possible for Merkel to say, my gosh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe letting all these people in is letting in some really dangerous people. Maybe I have caused my people to not be safe. We didn't need cameras. We needed border security. We needed nobody coming here as a refugee until we get able to vet them. Meanwhile, what's your president doing? So you don't make any German jokes or make fun? Through the first 11 weeks of fiscal year 2017, for those of you that don't know it, our fiscal calendar starts at the end of September. For the first 11 weeks of the fiscal year 2017, the United States welcomed 23,428 individuals as refugees. Now, you know the story of right in Berlin. This is a 23-year-old from Tunisia using fake IDs, seeking asylum, sneaking into Germany, unvetted. Now, for the 12 people dead in Berlin and the 50 still trying to heal, all it took was one. Obama has welcomed 23,428 individuals as refugees into this country. Now, you contrast that to a year ago, 13,786. We'll end up, by the end of the fiscal year, with about 84,995. Now, we know from the Holy Land trial, we know the playbook of the Muslim Brotherhood. It is to populate. It is to infiltrate. Oh, and they've done it. Education, textbooks, health, student organizations, government, they're everywhere. Wayuma would have been in the Oval Office. And then wage war. I mean, what does 1,400 years, what does all of history teach us? Weakness emboldens aggressors. You can't win a war without identifying the enemy. Something's got to go. Political correctness, our ignorance that is bliss, multiculturalism, new tolerance, coexist mentalities. I mean, at some point, enough coughing, go to the doctor. Do we ever go beyond symptoms? Do we ever know too much to just be satisfied with symptoms? Some idiot in Switzerland blaming it on white men. Germany wishing they had more cameras. A bishop in Italy saying it's about poverty, selfishness, oppression. And the killers are telling you. And to use that blackjack. Imagine you're sitting at a blackjack table. You just got 15 16s in a row and lost and busted on all of them. You get your 17th 16 and you decide to double down. Well, that's what your president did. While what clearly has led to danger and death in Germany, your president doubled down on the last 11 weeks. Being the first 11 weeks of the fiscal year. Just took one in Germany. Just took one on Turkish soil. You got 23,428 let in an 11-week period of time. You think you're any safer than Germany? Rudy Giuliani gets it. I'll let you hear from him when we come back on The Savage Nation. Stay with us.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Savage Nation. I am Michael Del Giorno from Nashville, Tennessee, in for Dr. Savage. Our phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. We'll get to your calls just shortly after the news break. I always say the only thing left shocking in life is the truth, and it doesn't get more shocking than that. An assassin stands over the dead body of a Russian ambassador screaming, "We're the descendants of those who support the Prophet Muhammad for jihad. We are the ones who pledge loyalty to Muhammad to fight jihad as long as we live." And the Secretary General of the Italian bishops, appointed by the Pope, is saying this had nothing to do with religion. Anis Armani, 23, still on the run. Germany endangered its people with open borders and refugees. Now they can't even find the guy that carried out the terrorist attack, and they won't even call it a terrorist attack. In fact, what are they kicking themselves about? Germany today quickly approved to readdress laws over cameras in public. Oh, it wouldn't have helped us catch him, but it would have gotten the investigation a lot. They think, oh, if we'd have just had cameras. Never mind, he was a refugee. Came into Germany. Who else came in? In America, Obama just quietly in the first 11 weeks of the fiscal year doubled the amount of refugees, 23,428. Well, you saw it only takes one to kill an ambassador. It only takes one to plow through, kill 12, and injure 50 others. Who vetted him? Did they vet him any better? Where are they? Who's watching him? The only difference between you and them is it happened to them. It hasn't happened to you yet. Rudy Giuliani gets it. Cut one.
She made a terrible mistake. Here's the worst part of it. It was foreseeable. We all make mistakes. When they're not foreseeable, we sort of have to forgive ourselves and not make in the future. Everyone told her it was a mistake. Donald Trump on the campaign trail told her it was a mistake. Every Republican candidate told her it was a mistake. The only one patting her on the back was Barack Obama, and that should have been a good signal. That's the wrong direction, because he's gone the wrong direction on Islamic terrorism. He's allowed it to grow. He's allowed it to fester. He's allowed it to metastasize. He's allowed it to become an international organization.
You know, my only hope is, and I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I think the media is still licking its wounds. They're going to make this an ongoing attack for 4 years. I have a great example in the third hour. They're trying to make news out of Trump tweeting back to something Bill Clinton said. It's so pathetic for the Clintons. The Clintons are doing interviews in the Bedford and Pound Ridge Record Review. Oh, how far they've fallen. Of course, you have millennials flocking to the woods in upstate New York, looking for like Bigfoot, looking for a pantsuit flash. I wish Trump would stop responding to that kind of stuff. But they're going to try to create and keep these other characters alive. But one can only hope with a Trump presidency comes some truth that we might all be forced to take advantage of a teachable moment. More on the Savage Nation coming up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Well, the Michael part is right. It is the Savage Nation. I'm Michael Del Giorno from Music City, USA in Nashville. Honored to fill in for Dr. Savage. You know, anytime you do a fill-in opportunity like this, there's two audiences, really. For me, I'm honored because I have always been a member of the Savage Nation. So I don't want this to feel like, you know, you go to church and your pastor's not there and somebody else is speaking. Oh, great. Here we go. There's also the audience of Savage himself. I think as I prepare, I want to do, look, if Michael's off, if he wasn't off, what were the things he would want you to know? What are the stories he would never want ignored? What about them would he want you absolutely to passionately see and take action on? And so, you know, I always use that analogy. My son is a huge Cubs fan. And Anthony Rizzo, I have a life-size, they call him fatheads, but it's his whole body, from the cleats to his hat. He's life-size, sleeping next to him. We get all the way to Wrigley Field, and isn't Rizzo off that day and not playing? So I don't want it to be that way. We're exploring the same top stories that Michael would be exploring, and I think we're cutting through the lies and getting to the truth and allowing you to understand them and what's at stake. Feel free to join in anytime at 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Get the latest headlines daily by signing up for or signing on to the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. And don't forget Christmas time. Great gifts to give other members of the Savage Nation. How about his New York Times best-selling book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, and then the wonderful tale of a boy and his dog, just so happens to be Dr. Savage, and Teddy and Me. Two great gift ideas for you. All right, 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. What are we talking about? All right, well, you have the Turkish ambassador, the ambassador to Turkey from Russia, shot down. His jihadist Islamist attacker is yelling and screaming, I'm a descendant of those who support the Prophet Muhammad for jihad. We are the ones who pledged loyalty to Muhammad to fight jihad as long as we live. And everybody can't understand that this was religious. Was it sectarian? Was it saying something about Aleppo? Yes, but that's not all. His first words were, we made an oath to Muhammad to die in martyrdom. And I explained to you, this is the example of Muhammad. This is the teachings of Muhammad. This is the only assurance of eternal life. To give you an analogy, it's like people that kept going on and on about how what a moron Obama was. And I'm saying he's dangerous. He's destructive. Don't say he's a moron. He's not. He knows exactly what he's doing. You wouldn't look at a hijacker of an airplane on 9/11 and say, what a moron. He hit the building. Destructive, yes. Moron, no. He knows what he's doing. And he's not crazy. He's devout. This assassin was not crazy. He was devout. In the case of the truck driver, Anis Amir, 23, that they still can't find in Germany. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't stupid. It wasn't that he didn't know how to drive. He was devout. It was worship. It was devotion. The sad side of this is all that religion has to offer. This is the only way to eternity. Kill innocent people and then be killed in martyrdom. And what do we have? Oh, they're changing laws in Germany and maybe turn on some cameras. I mean, I shared with you a story. Obama, in the first 11 weeks of this fiscal year, doubled the amount of these kinds of dangerous refugees. And that's what Anis Amir was, from Tunisia, 99% Muslim and 99% Sunni. He was arrested on a fake passport, but let go, came in the past year, seeking asylum, and boom, 12 are dead, 50 are injured. It just takes one. And Obama's let in 23,428 the first 11 weeks of this fiscal year, since October 1st, doubling last year $13,786. He's on vacation, living it up on your money. Here's this great lesson of proven danger in Germany. And you got a Pope's assistant saying it's about poverty. You got a Swedish moron saying it's about whites. And in Germany, they're like, I mean, when I tell you there are 23,428 more refugees brought here, vetted poorly, just as in Germany. And if your first thought is, gosh, I hope we have enough cameras, get your coexist bumper sticker from the bishop and please get home safely. You're an idiot. And this is the kind of ignorance we allow because it's bliss until consequence arrives. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. That's where we find John listening in Connecticut. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amidst all this controversy, I've come to realize one thing. Marco Polo's writings approximately 2,000 years ago, he stated that the West and the East would never, ever get along.
You know, it's funny. Thanks for the call, John. One of the things I would say on that is I think it's one of the things, for those that begin the study, I know Dr. Savage is busy studying, working on a book, God. That is a big problem we have. In the West, we are critical thinkers. Your intelligentsia leader trying to change that with the next generation, but up until now, we've been critical thinkers. I'll give you an example. If Jesus had been peace-loving and nice in the early stories, and you get to, like, John, or you get to the epistles, and you find out he's raping women, stealing people's stuff, killing people that don't believe, we'd have said he was a nut. Now, Muhammad was peaceful, was religious for a very small period of time. I think he had less than 500 followers. Then he became political, became more influential. Then ultimately a bloodthirsty warrior where he had millions and today billions. But see, Eastern mindsets and Islamic mindsets can be dualistic. They can process all that. Oh, I'm this way until we have this many of us. I'm this way until we infiltrate this many places. And then I act this way. As I said, we have three types of Muslims today because we had three types of Muhammad. So some are peace-loving and just religious. Some are political. They're here to overthrow our way of life. I will not tolerate that, by the way. And others are jihadists, and they will kill you. And I'm not going to tolerate that either. Here's the problem. They all share the same prophet, and we don't know which they are until it's too late and they act. Oh, trust me, when you really study this stuff and understand it, it's still not an easy solution. Line two, Mike from Virginia. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Mike.
Hey, Mike. As an aside, all my grandparents emigrated to this country from Italy in the early 1900s. They came here legally, and there were no food stamps and welfare cards waiting for them when they got here. Now, I know these countries that are allowing all this Islamic immigration into them are socialist countries, and our president, I believe, is a socialist. For some reason, well, socialism is down on Christianity, and it's also down on capitalism. But to me, there is an ulterior motive behind this that I can't quite put my finger on, and it's evil. But I can't quite put my finger on what it is. Do you have any...
I have a hard time following your question. I mean, I got the part about legal versus illegal. By the way, that's a handful for ignorant America lately. They can't make the distinction between legal immigration and illegal immigration. You are right to talk about assimilation, which is very important. And I'll give you an example. When my grandfather came to this country, now we would have fun listening to them talk in Italian every now and then. Do you know what would happen to us when we would do some of those Italian words? We immediately get what we called cuffed. We get slapped.
Well,
and what my grandfather tried to explain to me was, you don't understand. Me and my father, we gave up our land. We gave up our language. We gave up our way of life. We gave up all our young adult hopes and dreams to come here, knowing that our life would be shot, but to pave a way for my children and then ultimately you, my grandchildren. And in other words, assimilation was the goal, and it started in the home. It was in response to the sacrifice they made. He didn't come here to make us like Italy. He left Italy on purpose. He wanted me to love America, speak English, and be honor their sacrifice with how I live moving forward. So I get that on assimilation. As part as the the motive or a conspiracy theory or an angle? That's a part of your question I didn't follow and I can't answer.
Oh, you can't answer the rest of it.
I don't get the question. Ask. Try saying it in a different way.
These socialist countries are the ones that are primarily letting all this immigration from Muslim countries. Now, we know the socialists are down on Christianity. You can see that right in this country here. I think Obama's a socialist. They're also down on capitalism. But what is their reason for letting all of...
Oh, okay, now I get it. All right, well, there's two sides of it. First of all, why they want to come. And thanks for the call, Mike. I'll let you hang up and listen. Why they want to come is the Muslims are coming not to be a part of these nations, but to change them. That's the four stages of jihad. First, they come and they populate. I don't want to upset anybody, and I certainly don't want to be, you know, Islamophobic or politically incorrect if that steps on your toes. But I often see at our malls here in Nashville, they'll walk around in their full Muslim clothing. They're never shopping, and they never have a bag in their hand. What are they doing? They're just conditioning you to seeing them and seeing them constantly. That's part of what they do. So they populate. Then they start to infiltrate. I have to tell you how powerful Islamic student unions are on campuses today. They've infiltrated our textbooks in common education. They've infiltrated medical associations, and they've infiltrated government and law enforcement. Then they begin to agitate, and then ultimately they wage war, and they either win or they lose. That's just how it rolls. Now, as far as the nations welcoming them, I don't know. You know, sometimes I wonder if spiritually leaders are just dumbed down for a while for something to happen. I think they've gotten, they don't realize they've abandoned a God and chosen a different one. That they've abandoned a truth for a worldview and a theory. And that it has taken the mantle of religion in their life. In other words, the goal becomes multicultural. And when you make that the goal, you start celebrating every other culture but your own. You start celebrating every other language but that language. You think you're noticing and you're unifying and noticing equality more, but you're actually making yourself a nation of difference and different people. There are those who would make the theory, it's, you know, if we can make America a big centralized government, what has it really created? Enslavement. You know, you volitionally give up your self-governance, your liberty, your freedom, your ability to provide for yourself, the real American dream, in favor of a freebie. And a lot of people will take it. But what they don't realize generationally is they're volitionally becoming slaves. And when you're dependent on government, they control you. So I think the answer to your question, if I'm understanding it right, why would certain European nations and why would America? I think it's wrapped up in multiculturalism, which has become a god and a religion, a false one, but it is. And I think it has something to do with they'll be dumb little sheeple that'll be dependent on us and we can control them. Power. But they're playing with fire. They think they're accomplishing one thing, but they're opening door to overthrow. And I think Germany is a lesson of that this week, a lesson being ignored everywhere but here. I'm Michael Del Giorno, in for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. More of your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. I am Michael Del Giorno from Music City in for Dr. Savage. Phone number 855-400-7282. That's 855-400-SAVAGE. Follow the stories we're covering, even those we haven't gotten to yet, by signing up or signing into the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. So we have the Turkish assassin making it crystal clear. Allah Akbar. God is great. I'm a descendant of those who support the Prophet Muhammad for jihad. We are the ones who pledge loyalty to Muhammad to fight jihad as long as we live. Right in line with the example of Muhammad, right in line with the teachings of Muhammad, the spirit of the Hadith, the Sunnah, his life. Right in line with, like, the greatest motto of all the Muslim brotherhoods. Allah is the objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way. Dying in the way of jihad, our highest hope. And yet the whole world can't figure out, was this political? Or was this religious? Oh, it can't be religious. Complete ignorance. Complete denial. So much so that in Germany, They're rushing to change laws to have more cameras. They're not looking at their asylum laws or their refugee statuses or vetting processes. They're looking at cameras. In Sweden, they're blaming white males. In the Vatican, well, I guess they're blaming lack of redistribution of wealth and socialism. The Secretary General of the Italian Bishops says this is all about selfishness and oppression. That's the bottom line. These were not motivated by religion. I mean, you want to talk about how leaders of European countries could be deceived? How could the Vatican be so deceived? Dave from El Paso, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael. Great show. You know, I was just wondering, as you were talking, could it be that since our country or the liberals in our country have abandoned Christianity, trying to take it out of the schools, out of the teaching, no mangers anymore in public places, could it be that it kind of smacks of Old Testament? Is God blinding the people, the liberals, as to really the threat that's going on from the Arab world?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too evangelical, having been forewarned, but you know as well as I do that there's three ways to look at that. One, we were once a nation, a Judeo-Christian nation in intent, and a Judeo-Christian nation historically. We have turned our back on God. We've abandoned him. That created a void, and a void that's been filled by pluralism. All gods are the same, and we all get to the same place, and it doesn't matter which God, and it doesn't matter which prophet, or it doesn't matter which rules. Now we've gotten to moral relativism and multiculturalism and new tolerance. By the way, people that don't know the difference between new tolerance. The left is the most intolerant, and I know Michael has addressed some of that in the newsletter. But new tolerance, if I'm friends with a homosexual, they know that I'm never going to validate, not because of me, but because of Scripture and my obedience to Scripture and God, I'm never going to validate their homosexual lifestyle. But God has given me an ability, through Christ's example and teachings, to separate sin from sinner. So I don't view them really differently than I do friends who I catch cheating on their wife or failing in other areas. So I'm able to wait, but I will never validate it. Now, new tolerance not only demands that you accept their lifestyle, but that you validate it, and you may even have to denounce your God or his truth or his ways or Scripture in order to do that. And that's where we're at. We've abandoned God, and it's created a void, and it's been replaced. Now, there is many Scriptures that allude to you can be turned over at a certain point. God is all about free will. He's not going to force you to love him. He's not going to force you to obey him. You're going to find in life that there's great hope that he loved you enough to send his only son, and that there is a way to have an abundant life now and a secure eternal life. But you have the free will to reject him. But there is consequence, especially collective, when we do, and voids that fill it. And yes, you're right. Sooner or later you wear him out and he turns you over. And that's part of what's happening with some of these leaders. But I'm hopeful, not Trump. More on the Savage Nation next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. I am Michael DelGiorno from WTN in Nashville, Tennessee. Honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage and hoping and praying he is resting that brilliant, curious mind or working on his next book, God. Don't forget his book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, or The Tale of a Boy and a Dog, Teddy and Me. All would make their New York Times bestsellers, but would make great gifts for friends of yours that you know love the Savage Nation as we do. And all the stories we're covering, and even those that we don't get to, are all online at michaelsavage.com. Either sign up or sign in to the Savage Nation newsletter today. All right, honored to be filling in. One of the things, I'm going to share a story here in a moment about a mom. This follows the theme that I've been trying to establish today, which is understanding. It's a teachable moment. And I don't think it's about cameras, and I don't think it's about white people, and I don't think it's just about politics. All right? And I'm not saying that just in a moral relativistic way. I'm going by the shooter. So the guy kills a Russian ambassador on Turkish soil and says God is great. So he's obviously worshiping God as he's doing it. Why? Well, I shared with you a bunch of surahs and verses out of the Quran that tell you exactly why. Then he says, we are descendants of those who supported the Prophet Muhammad for jihad. We're the ones who pledged loyalty to Muhammad to fight jihad as long as we live. Their only hope of eternity is martyrdom and dying in the act of jihad. This is their example. This is their teaching. This is their commands. Of course it's religious. He's telling you it's religious. And yet we have the Vatican releasing a statement that this was not a religious attack, nor was the one in Germany. Are you kidding me? Has anybody briefed them that Anis Amir is 23 from Tunisia? He's a Sunni Muslim. He was arrested for having a fake passport. He was released. He came to Germany through the asylum and refugee program. This is what happens when you let dangerous people with dangerous intentions into your country, into your savage nation, and endangering your people. And now we can't, we're in a debate over what caused, we're not even listening to the attackers. Let alone using this moment to study Muhammad's life and the truth of it, or a 1400-year history, or a recent history, whether it's the Quran, or the Sunnah, or the Hadith. And you just say, oh, well, it's evil, it's sick. No, it's devout. There's something sad here. You know, one of the things I'm proud of in my 10 years in Nashville, Tennessee, not bragging, not saying this to impress you, but to impress upon you, I've raised over $1 million for the homeless. Do you know why? The example of Christ. The teachings of Christ. The commands of Christ. The prophecy of Christ, that one day he will separate the sheep and the goats. And there are people that think they knew him and they didn't. And he says, away from me, I never knew you. I was sick, you never helped. I was hungry, you never fed me. I was thirsty, you never gave me drink. I was naked, you left me out in the cold. When I raise that money, it's not just my human compassion for the homeless, and I have it. Some of them are mentally ill, some of them are veterans. Some of them made every wrong choice and addiction, and they're never going to get better. And all I can do is love them until they kill themselves. For others, we can restore them to purpose and hope and change their life forever with a message that is hope. But why do I do it? The example of Christ, the teachings of Christ, the commands of Christ. That's why I do it. And that's why these jihadists are killing. At least take the time to understand it. I mean, I get ignorance is bliss, but not once consequences arrived. Here's a story that demonstrates it. And I know if Dr. Savage was here, he would cover it. The harrowing moment of a mother kissing her two daughters goodbye before sending them off on a suicide mission, all captured on camera. I know that'll be great news to the German government. But apparently there were plenty of cameras. One of the two girls, both believed to be 7 and 9, died after the detonation of a suicide bomb at the police station. Now, you're going to see the young child pictured with a bearded man. They call him a fanatic. He was a devout Muslim. He's living the highest calling of Islam. In separate footage, you can hear the cameraman lecturing the two young girls, instructing them how to carry out the attack. Then a burqa, this is the moment, a burqa-clad woman, understood to be the mother, comes one last time and clutches the children and affectionately kisses their heads and hands as they head off. Now, I'm a father. My wife's a mother. Some of you are parents. Can you imagine? And you might think to yourself, how evil, how sick. They're nuts. And that is our perspective from our view. Children should always be the safest in their mother's womb. They should always be the safest in their mother and father's presence. What kind of a mother would allow two bearded men to strap their daughters? Can you imagine my Anna and Alex being strapped with dynamite to be detonated? Who would do such a thing? They're devoted. And that is their only hope of eternal life. She's kissing her daughters goodbye. She's sad for how she's going to miss them. But she just thinks she's achieving eternal life for them. I mean, we've got to take time to understand. If you don't ask the right questions, you can't have the right solutions. And I don't want to be like these idiots in Germany and tell you cameras are the solution. I don't want to be a messenger for the Pope. Which, by the way, let me just interrupt before I offend any Catholics listening. I will quote the great Marco Rubio, and there's nobody more devout to the Catholic Church than he. These people have positions of power, authority, and distinction theologically over the Church, not politically. and certainly not economically. But imagine the Vatican saying, oh no, this is solution socialism. That's right up there with the solution is cameras. Nothing breaks my heart more than this story. At every level, as a parent, those two precious girls, they shouldn't have blown up. What mother would allow that? What mother would kiss them goodbye and send them off to their death? That may be even the sadder glimpse. You see, there's my view, there's your view, and there's God's view. Old Testament, New Testament, is Michael studying for his new book, God? We'll teach you of creation and a creator, a creation in love, a sacred creation. Well, you abandon that creator, you no longer find its creation sacred. There's consequence. Tragic. Tragic that such a false religion gives such a false hope. The only way you can achieve eternal life is not through the death, burial, and resurrection of God's only Son, carrying out obediently the punishment you deserved. But no, killing innocent people, including your daughter, that's the only assurance of eternity. Well, you better understand that if you're going to understand this war. The analogy I used earlier in the show was a lot of people called Obama crazy, stupid, naive. No. Destructive, yes. Dumb, no. What he did was brilliant. Gave Al-Qaeda, in the name of ISIS, control in Iraq. He's got him in control in Yemen. He overthrew Gaddafi, and he's got him in control now in Lebanon. He overthrew Egypt, turned his back on an ally, and got away with it. And there was a Muslim Brotherhood dictatorship in place till the people stopped it. Oh, everything. Nobody's that dumb. Giving Iran the ability, giving them the trust and the credit that they've done nothing to earn. Here's another story that Michael Savage would have been all over today. The atrocities we're finding being carried out by Iran in Aleppo. How come nobody in the mainstream media is going to cover that? Can you imagine if one soldier had done one of these acts and we're finding mass graves? These people are trying to flee and they're killing them, women and children. Now you may think I had an agenda today. I didn't. As God is my witness, these are the top stories. We still can't find the guy that carried out a jihad attack and killed innocent people in Germany, and now we know he's a Sunni Muslim from Tunisia who snuck into the country through the refugee program. And the Germans are busy solving the problem by saying, we're going to get more cameras. The Vatican releasing, it's about poverty, it's about selfishness. Socialism is the answer. We need a coexist bumper sticker. We need love. We got a mom kissing her daughters goodbye to be blown up as a weapon. I'm not making this stuff up. It's like a persistent cough that won't stop. You got to go to the doctor. You can't ignore it anymore. Ray, listening on WABC in New York. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm a United States Marine, and every subject you've hit on, I have a plethora of answers to, but let me just tell you about the jihad. There's no mistake about what they are and how they need to be handled, and Reagan said it the best. We need to hunt them down and kill them wherever they are. In any country that harbors them, we destroy that country. And he said, as long as he sits in that chair, that's what he'll do. And God, I wish he was sitting in that chair right now, because I agree with you, Obama.
Can I just interrupt and do one thing? I know that's rude to do, but I was listening to Dr. Savage yesterday, and he made a statement that he really believes, and I'm encouraged. I'm not quite there yet. I'm more than open to it, but it's encouraging to me that Dr. Savage sees this. That Donald Trump represents a second chance for this country. You know, I'm one of the few people that has ever said this. In trying to explore, and as you can only imagine, I don't even think I am a Republican anymore. If they would live their platform, I'd be happily a Republican, but they haven't proven they can. So my state doesn't require it. If it did, I'd probably register as an independent. But I often, as a conservative talk show host, get asked to speak at Reagan Day dinners. You know what happens at most Reagan Day dinners? Nobody ever brings up Reagan. It's despicable.
The Reagan.
In all my speeches, I've touched on something. What was one of the great things about Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan, if nothing else, allowed us to never see a second term of Jimmy Carter. I mean, Jimmy Carter meddled in Iran. The Shah is not doing enough. And it led to an Islamic overthrow, a hostage situation. And today, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the most predictable threat in the world today. Thank you, Jimmy. And in Barack Obama, what do we get? That spread, the legitimization of that, all the cues to give these fanatics the idea, oh, this is our hour. This is the time for the caliphate. America's out of the way. It's turning its back on Israel. It's turning its back on Egypt. This is our hour. And what Hillary Clinton represented to me was that second term we never saw of Jimmy Carter. I don't know where she was going to take it, but it was going to be dangerous. And we never got that. And I was encouraged yesterday to hear Dr. Savage address. I really think God is often used, and he has to, we're all flawed, but he's often used flawed people. I never would have guessed if you'd have lined me up a year and a half ago and lined up all the candidates and said, which is the next Ronald Reagan? Donald Trump never would have came to mind, but I think the way God is going to use Donald Trump is going to be very similar to Ronald Reagan. I think America is going to get a second chance, and that is my message of hope to the caller from last half hour. Thank you so much for your service to our country. Tim on WABC in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation. We got about 1 minute.
Okay. I think the problem we have is we're not addressing the fact that their goal is global overthrow. We don't recognize the fact that we don't teach Christians in America to look long term. We don't teach Christians that we have a eternal outlook.
Let me ask you something, Tim.
Yes.
Let me ask you something real quick. Has your eternal life begun yet?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, see, biblical Christianity is, the minute you become a Christian, you have the rest of your earthly life in this body, but the only real eternal life is life in Christ. And so therefore, the minute you've accepted him, you have begun your eternal life. And so you should live eternally. You should live every moment. You should be out busy feeding the hungry, sharing the good news, making disciples of all men. But we don't. You're right that we don't. Muslims do. That's why I was saying last hour, one of the great dilemmas we have is, Christians don't live what they believe, and then unfortunately, Muslims, the ones that carry out these acts of atrocities, are living what they believe. So one of the great tragedies is all the Christians not living what they believe, and one of the great blessings is all the Muslims that haven't yet gone to jihad and lived the true example of Muhammad yet. It's a really scary balancing act if you look at it that way. All right, the clock is rushing me. I have a lot more time on my local show. More of your calls when we come back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Savage Nation. I am Michael DelGiorno in for Dr. Savage. The phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE, which is where in PA we find Victor. Victor, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for filling in for the great doctor. I'm greatly saddened right now, saddened by the activities of those who claim Islam and all the things that are done all over the world, including here in our own land. But what also great and saddens me greatly is this faith that brought me to the Quran, but brought me closer to Jesus, that took me out of the depth of the grime that I was involved in, to where I am an asset to all members of the human family. I'm an Uber driver, and I've had so many wonderful conversations with Christians and Jews, and we were going over the gospel and verses and had wonderful ecumenical times. And I've been in almost 23 years, and I've been past that book called Quran in and out, and I try to live it, also try to live the way of Christ. And I see the ecumenical texture and nature of it. But I'm hearing, and I'm not judging you,
Of course you are, but go ahead.
But no, I'm not, sir. That's not my posture. But in the Quran, it's Jesus is declared in 11 different ayahs as the Messiah. The 19th chapter is called Mary, not Tyler Moore, but Mother of Jesus. Also in the Quran, and I'll be real quick, it says that Allah does not favor the aggressor.
Was Mary immaculately conceived? Did Jesus have a father? Or was it the Holy Spirit?
Now, that's an ecumenical,
All right, I'm going to respond. I'm out of time. It's a network. I got to go. Victor, I'll respond to all of your statements, not judgments, when we come back on the Savage Nation.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. I am Michael DelGiorno from WTN in Nashville, Tennessee. Honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage. The phone number, 855-400-7282. That's 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget to follow these stories and others, including his commentary, by signing up for or signing on to the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. I want to respond to Victor, and then I want to move on because this was going to be our fun hour. Victor would not be the first Muslim that would call me up and challenge me and tell me how great Jesus is, how great Christianity is, how much Muslims love or how much Islam has impacted their life and saved them from this or that. Some of it is anecdotal. A lot of it is inaccurate. All right, you're just not going to find in totality, anecdotally, you could have created some new version. I have several different new created versions of Christianity that I pass by on any given day. But the truth of the matter is, these notions that they only attack when they're attacked doesn't match Muhammad's example. He really lived. You can study his life or his teachings or his commands, as we shared a few of them with you. Quran 8:12. Strike terror in the unbelievers. Smite them on their necks. That's why they cut heads off. Every joint, incapacitate them. Strike off their heads and cut off each of their fingers and toes. That's why you see this. Whip them. Wipe them out. Prepare against them whatever arms and cavalry you can muster. That's why, whether it's a box cutter, whether it's a knife, whether it's fire, whether it's a vehicle. Strike off the heads of the disbelievers, Quran 47:4. And after making wide slaughter among them, carefully tie them up. Surah 3:151. Soon shall we cast terror into the hearts of all unbelievers. For that they joined companions with Allah for which he had sent no authority. These are all on the aggressive, the offensive. Now, are there some that carry out attacks and get more violent after they're attacked or after their land is occupied? Well, how the heck do you think they got there to begin with? You do know Syria was once a Christian nation, right? You do know Turkey was once a Christian nation, right? You do know Iran and Iraq and its biblical locations. How do they get control? They'll often claim that, listen, Jesus didn't claim to be a prophet. He didn't claim to be a teacher. He said, I and the Father am one. He said, nobody comes to the Father except through me. On the cross, he said, it is finished. If you read the last line of the book of Revelation, it is crystal clear. I warn anyone who hears the words of this prophecy and scroll, if anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person plagues. You can't have it both ways. You can't call me up and say, I'm a devout Muslim, but I believe Jesus was the Messiah. If Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, what do you need Muhammad for? If Jesus is who he said he was, and sin has been taken care of, past, present, and future, by his blood, and it is finished, why does somebody come along 600 years later, grab a few things from the Old Testament, a few things from the New Testament, and create something antithetically different? According to Muhammad, Allah hates those who don't accept Islam. According to John 3:16, God so loved the world, he sent his only son, so that all might be saved and have eternal life. Muslim 1:33, I've been commanded to fight against people till they testify that there is no other God but Allah. They're going to convert you or kill you. Jesus teaches Matthew, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. He stoned a woman for adultery. Jesus said, anybody here without any sin, you cast the first stone. Muhammad stole. He used to work for the caravans. He knew how to rob them. He was a thief. And he permitted stealing, especially from unbelievers. Jesus taught, thou shalt not steal. You are permitted to lie in Islam. It's called taqiyya, especially till you gain such control and power. Jesus, building upon the commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness. Muhammad owned and traded slaves. You know, Islam is the only religion that still believes in slavery. Beheaded over 800 Jewish men and boys. Murdered those who insulted him, and they still do today. Jihad in the way of Allah elevates one's position in paradise by 100-fold. Muslim 46:45. No wonder they're kissing their kids goodbye to go blow up. Listen, I have patience with everything. Now, here's what I would say lovingly. You know, you see the coexist bumper sticker. The problem with that coexist bumper sticker is, as a believer, I don't hate Muslims. It doesn't keep me from studying the life of Muhammad. It doesn't keep me from reading all of the Quran in context, or the Sunnah, or the Hadiths, and see them for what they are. My holiday wish for them is that they may know the truth, the real truth, and the real hope, and it might set them free. But the problem with that coexist bumper sticker is there's one of those symbols that doesn't want to exist with anybody else. If there's such a peace-loving religion, why is it everywhere their population is over 90%? It's the least peaceful place on earth you'd want to be. And usually they're killing each other. So I'm glad you're an Uber driver. I'm glad Islam got you off the streets, and anecdotally, it doesn't change anything else that I've said that is truth. And an Uber driver doesn't cancel out the truth of what's happening in Germany, the truth of what's happening in Turkey, the truth of what happened in Orlando or in San Bernardino or what's going to happen next. You might be just studying the one-third of Muhammad's life, and thank God for it. But if you study it in totality, in the Quran in totality, in the Sunnah in totality, oh, you'll get around to political overthrow, and you'll get around to jihad and violence. Trust me. But this notion that a peaceful religion has been rewritten and hijacked, it's a lie. You can't be hijacked by the original prophet. And this, all of this nonsense about, oh, we don't think of your Jesus that way. First of all, how do I know you're not in taqiyya? Second of all, if Jesus is who he said he was, don't forget that moment. Don't get me started, but I'm answering Victor's call, so I think I'm safe. I don't want to get yelled at. But when Jesus was in the garden, and he turned to not yet named Peter and said, who do they say that I am? Oh, some say you're a prophet. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're Moses. Some say you're John the Baptist. It's one of the most profound moments in human history. The Son of God and the Son of Man turns to his disciple. Can you imagine? How would you have been in that moment? I'd have probably just gone number two. Jesus wheels around and goes, who do you say that I am? And Peter, without hesitation, said, you are the Messiah. You are the Christ. You are the Son of Man and the Son of God. And he wasn't looking for any other religion. And Jesus said, you couldn't even have figured that out yourself. My Father revealed that to you. But if Jesus is who he said he was, and you're claiming he is, what do you need Muhammad for? And how do you explain the inconsistencies? Trust me. Two things you'll learn about me if I keep filling in for Michael Savage. I never ask a question I don't have the answer to. And you're never going to call up and say something I haven't heard. That's the joy of the hell that is my life, talk radio. Back to the phones we go. Hey, I got to do this. I started this station. Home of Ron's Hamburgers, Brownies, the Golden Driller, Michael at KFAQ in Tulsa. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, you're doing an excellent job. You and Michael both do an excellent job. Just want to reinforce what you're saying. Muhammad said that Jesus was a true prophet. Therefore, one of them has to be a liar, and it would have to be Muhammad. And then also, Muslims are doing is they're putting faith over truth. Whereas Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we abide in love, faith, and hope. But the greatest of these is love, and love, of course, is truth. And so when you put faith over truth, that's what leads to murder. We all know that killing people without just cause, in other words, unless it's in self-defense, is murder. And so when a person does that, they are putting their faith over what they know to be true. And that's the fault of the Muslim faith. They put their faith over what they know to be right.
Very well stated, Michael, and enjoy Tulsa. And how about that Golden Hurricane big victory? All right, I want to go to get two other calls, and then we're going to move on to completely different topics, and I'm going to insist that we do. But let's start with San Francisco. Arianna, you've been holding a long time. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, I'm a university student, actually, at the University of Ottawa, and I just wanted to point out that Islam as a religion is a good 600 years younger than Catholicism, and one thing I've noticed is that in early Catholicism, there was a lot of like tribal law going around, and it wasn't as developed as we see it today. It went through a lot of modernization, especially through the Roman Empire and kind of associating it to the modern world. Islam, I feel, is going through the similar thing right now, but the issue is they're doing it in a
1600 years later. They're just going through it, okay.
And it's a lot easier to affect the whole world. So it's not like they're bombing fellow Muslims. They're bombing Americans. They're killing Canadians. And it's something that has to be controlled. But in, you know, Catholic school, like, they teach you to be very passive when it comes to religion. They're like, you know, like, this is what we follow, but you have to accept all religions. And I just feel like Roman Catholics today, because I'm Roman Catholic, we don't stand up for our religion, you know. As soon as I comment anything, it's, you know, I either get called a racist or I'm the crazy Catholic girl. So, you know, it's just...
Well, culture's done a good job of minimizing. Hey, Rihanna, thank you for the call. There is an unspoken law, cultural law in America today. The Bible's very clear. Let your light so shine. What does culture tell us? Keep your light to yourself. Yeah. Keep it within the four walls of your church. As if God ever called anybody to a church building. We are supposed to be the church, not go to church. But it's only if you ignore the example, and I'm sure Michael will get to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when he's doing God in the Old Testament. If you bow to their idols, if you bow to their pressures, why do you think Paul, after going through all the law in Romans 12:1, says, therefore? You want a shortcut in life? Skip all the legalese. No, don't, because there's some great chapters. Go right to the therefore, in view of God's mercy. Offer yourself up as a holy sacrifice. In other words, Christianity is our nature that we were born in, addressed and reunited with God's nature by way of the Holy Spirit and the life, burial, and resurrection of Christ. All right, so you can't live outside of Christ's life. So once you become a Christian, I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, whatever you are listening, I'm not trying to be evangelical, but no matter what you are, your whole life, other than just accepting him, walking down the aisle, and then dying, is going to be you decreasing. Why? Because God's nature is at odds with yours. You want to be first? Win the state championship. That's our flesh. God says, you want to be first? Be last. You want to be rich? Be poor. You want to live? Die. That's the eternal wisdom and optimism. So that's your flesh against God's nature. God says, let your light so shine. Be salt. Do you know why our culture, America, has failed? Christians. Do you get that? You want to blame a liberal professor, but Christians. Darkness is merely the absence of light. It doesn't exist in and of itself. That's why in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says, if my people... The trouble for Israel was his people. If my people will humble themselves, if Christians will humble themselves, confess their sin, then I will hear your prayer, then I will heal your land. And I think some of that has happened, and it's led to Donald Trump. And I share the same optimism Michael Savage does. I think he's your Ronald Reagan. I think he's your last chance and your second chance, all wrapped in one. And if we ignore this second leader, as we fell back asleep after the first Reagan, there's no hope. Don't forget what Benjamin Franklin said to that Madam Secretary coming out of Constitutional Hall. For you, not a democracy, For you, not a dictatorship. For you, not a monarchy, not a theocracy. For you, Madam Secretary, we have a republic, if you can keep it. I really believe, like Michael Savage, as flawed as he may be as a human, Donald Trump may represent our second and last chance. Let's move on to some fun stuff next on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Music like this makes me want to just play some rock and roll for you. It's a Savage Nation. I'm Michael DelGiorno from WTN in Nashville, filling in for Dr. Savage. Our phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget, you can always follow the latest top stories. Michael's never on vacation, truly. Just signing on or signing up for the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. And don't forget the perfect Christmas gift idea. This is more than a stocking stuffer. This is a head stuffer. Fill somebody's head in the new year with real truth and real hope. Scorched Earth, the New York Times bestseller by Michael Savage, restoring the country after Obama. And then, of course, there's a wonderful tip. You got somebody that loves pets on your gift list. The great story of Teddy and Me by Dr. Savage. You can check that all out at michaelsavage.com. Well, I mean, we've had every right, I mean, every excuse possible explored as to how on earth did Hillary Clinton lose, which is to say, how on earth could we, the media, have not rigged this and convinced you to elect Hillary? I mean, how could you do the opposite of what we told you to do in all of their fallen hubris? So we've blamed media exposure too much to Trump. Fake news. We've blamed the FBI. We've blamed the Electoral College. We've blamed Russia for hacking. We blamed and targeted the electors. We blamed everything. Now, what's laughable? They rigged the primaries and still lost. Then they tried to attack the... Then they started doing recounts. And Trump widened his lead. So first, he couldn't win, shouldn't win, never will win. She was already putting the drapes up, and he wins. Well, we got to have a recount. Something was wrong. A recount. He won by a wider margin. Well, it must be the Russians and the hackers. Never mind, they didn't do anything to affect the vote, but let's blame them. Then it was the electors. Oh, do what's right. They have Martin Sheen doing videos. And she has 5 defectors to his 2. So what are they going to do next? Oh, you know they got a plan to do something next, right? I'll begin to explore that with one of my favorite stories of the day. Yes, the Washington Post. Listening right now on WMAL in our nation's capital. The Washington Post is coming to the rescue with an app to tell us what the truth really is. The only thing shocking left life in is the truth. And we got more of it on the Savage Nation next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. I'm Michael DelGiorno from Nashville, Tennessee, filling in for Dr. Savage. Phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. You can sign on or sign up for the Savage newsletter to find all the stories that we covered today, even some that I didn't get to, and of course, Michael's insights in his newsletter. That's all at michaelsavage.com. All right, let's get away from Islam just for a second and focus on Donald Trump. These are 3 of my favorite, you know, all's pretty quiet on the Trump front. But these were my 3 favorite stories of the day, if you're kind of wanting it reviewed for you. One, and it's really more about the Clintons. I don't even know how, by anyone's stretch of the imagination, that this is news. But this is what happens if people are going to just make up news or find news no matter what. So what happens is President-elect Donald Trump responded to an interview that former President Bill Clinton gave. Now, this is how far the Clintons have fallen, right? You got millennials and young people traveling to upstate New York, walking through the dark forest, trying to have a Hillary sighting like Bigfoot. What's that on the ground? I don't know, but it looks like a pantsuit imprint. Keep going. I saw a flash of orange. I mean, it's really kind of laughable that it's come to this. And so the Clintons have fallen so far. I mean, I'm sure they expected to be headed to the White House, expected to be naming their cabinet, everybody back at their teat again. And Where are they doing interviews? Bill Clinton is being interviewed by the Bedford and Pound Ridge Record Review. I mean, in a way, that's kind of sad, isn't it? Now, what I don't get is why anything Bill Clinton is saying in the Bedford, Pound, and Ridge Record Review is even on Donald Trump's radar, let alone getting his response. But to create, you know, the news stir, the headline is, Trump fires back at Bill Clinton. So that suckered me in. Jeez, what'd Bill have the nerve to say? And then I'm reading the story. And all Clinton says to this little country newspaper is that, well, you know, I don't know much, but I'll tell you this. Donald Trump sure now knew how to get angry white men to vote for him. What a racist statement, right? But you know how multiculturalism works, so you can't be racist, you know. There's nothing, listen, there's no lower form on earth than a white Christian male. Have at it. And if he has money, really hate him. All right, so that's kind of a ridiculous comment. How that's even on Trump's radar, I don't know. So Trump, you know, he said, oh, and one other thing I will say is after the election, Trump calls me up the next day. And I just marveled at how, this is Bill Clinton talking, how cordial Trump was after such a divisive campaign. You ever watch a hockey game? These guys are beating each other up. And guess what they do? They shake hands, they leave. That's it. That's the game. That's politics. Something this was. I love these exaggerations that this was so vicious, so much more vicious than ever. Well, Trump tweets back. Bill Clinton stated that I called him after the election. That's wrong. He called me with a very nice congratulations phone call. He doesn't know how I got so many people with a limited budget to get out and vote in vital swing states. I'll tell you how. You focused on the wrong states. To which Clinton tweets back. Well, there's something me and Donald can agree on. I called him after the election. And I'm thinking to myself, why isn't the headline, Clinton admits he lied again? I don't even know how it's a news story. It's sad. He's talking to the Bedford and Pound Ridge Record Review. That's how few people care about the Clintons. He makes that dumb statement, which is a lie. He called Trump, and he says, Trump called me, and he was being all nice. Trump corrects him. And that's news? And I wonder with the new Gestapo how they will address that. Is that real news or fake news? Would that have gone down as fake news because Trump lied and said that Trump called him, but Clinton actually called Trump? So is that a Clinton fake news or a Trump striking back fake story? This is insane. Here's another great story. Software developers, by the way, I love this. You know, I always say behind every headline is a story, and behind every story there's so much to talk about. This, the headline just says it all. Software developers at the Washington Post have created a new browser plugin that will automatically fact-check all of Donald Trump's tweets. I mean, was there a bigger loser in 2 years of an election process than the abandonment of journalism? Now, I have been preaching for years and teaching people how bias works. Stories they cover, stories they won't. Angles they'll cover, angles they ignore. People they'll talk to, people they won't. Quotes they'll use, quotes they won't. They've been trained carefully by their elitist, leftist, socialist professors, and now they control. And of course, nobody's reading newspapers anymore. My cats occasionally crap on it if I'm out of litter. I mean, who the heck reads a newspaper anymore? And then you don't even subscribe, and they still deliver it every now and then. I guess it's because they have to be delivered so many places so they can keep giving coupons. So newspaper has long lost its authority. It's yesterday's news today, and nobody cares. And it's never in line with the worldview of the people who are reading it. Why do people keep buying it? I don't know. Why do they watch these Hollywood movies? You'll never stop these people until you give them some consequence, but I had to laugh out loud. So the Washington Post now is developing a software app that will automatically fact-check Donald Trump's tweets. Notice they're focusing on his tweets, not his news conferences. His tweets. And there's some tweeting I'd like to stop, quite frankly. The extension for Chrome and Firefox inserts a brief fact-check message under the president-elect's tweets. With a link back to the site to learn more, the creators say it's still in development, but Mashable tried it out and found that it already works. So now when he tweets something, you'll have this fact-checker. Now, this falls under the big headlines of how can we ignore this? Who were the biggest losers? The media, proven to be a fraud. And now they're going to be the gatekeepers of truth and what is real and what is fake. And what Facebook announced as a main gatekeeper of social media, the largest gatekeeper for sure, ABC, Washington Post, Fact Check, nothing biased about Fact Check. Why, if Fact Check fact checked it and says it's fact, it's fact. Associated Press does a little better job, but still. We're going to let the most proven failures of this election, the biggest liars proven through WikiLeaks to be in cahoots with candidates. If nothing else, the biggest numbskulls. Have you seen the viral montages going on? All, making idiots out of the Rachel Maddows and all the other... Tom Brokaw, it's about the gun. I mean, you know, it's just a montage of everything they got wrong. So the most guilty parties of the election cycle are now going to guard the truth for us all? That's the lesson of this election? It's a straw man. Lies weren't, fake news didn't drive anything, real news did. And if there was any fake news, it was there was sniper fire. If there was any fake news, it was always about a video on YouTube. That's the fake news. I turned over everything to the FBI. That's the fake news. So they create this straw man. First of all, America's tickled to death that she lost. I mean, this fascination with how she had 2 million more popular votes, as I said when I filled in on Monday. That'd be like saying, well, my goodness, Western Kentucky won last night 51-31 despite having 20 less yards. Nobody cares about the total yards. The scoreboard is points. We have an electoral college for a very good reason. Because we weren't interested in mob rule and democracy. And we didn't want urban areas where everybody was given everything to come, and if they don't get shot, live in plight, and vote a certain way. We wanted all, we are the United States of America. We wanted the states to ultimately pick its leaders. Now, just because you don't get civics doesn't mean it's insane. So they create, I don't know how they think they've created this great straw man of fake news. That's right, I mean, it's right up there with Germany that thinks, well, I'll tell you what we need to do after this village attack. We need more cameras. And you know what they're really after, right? It's about applying a scarlet letter to every news story if it doesn't fit their narrative. This isn't about silencing fake news and eliminating. It's about silencing and eliminating any opposing views. They can't figure out, and they showed it again with the electors. They can't figure out how we, the Hollywood stars, told you how to vote and you didn't do it. As if we go to the movies to hear their intellectual understanding of capitalism and national security and border security. Have you ever looked at the percentage of Hollywood stars that didn't even finish high school, let alone have a college degree? They're a bunch of morons living in la-la land. They can't even keep their house intact, and they want to tell us how to run our country. Well, nobody cared. Nobody listened. They never had that credibility. Hey, you make me laugh. Hey, you make me cry. Hey, you write great music. I don't turn to you for understanding of the world, life, or our nation. But if they can put that little scarlet letter on these stories, if they can put a little scarlet letter. Now, what's laughable, and we talked about this a few days ago, we've abandoned God, we've abandoned absolute truth. For all gods, moral relativism. I mean, our culture is run mostly by people that don't believe anything is absolutely true. So who's going to decide what is truth and what is not? What is fake, what is not? It's about silencing. It's kind of like with gun control. This is one, you know, people miss. We don't get our rights to bear arms from government and man. It came from God. And our Constitution simply acknowledges a right we already had, not one it gives us. And while you often think, and people are aware, hey, they're coming after our guns, you're missing something, too. You're missing that they're coming to disadvantage you It's either to take it away and unarm you, or even to disadvantage you. What do I mean by that? It means I have a right to defend myself, my wife, my children, my home, my contents, and I don't know who's coming to the door, and I don't know what they got in their hand. So don't tell me what I need and don't need to hunt. I'm talking about what I need and don't need to defend my family when I don't know what's coming to the door, and you want to disadvantage me. And then you want me to wait for the police to come who have a gun, and I'm probably dead by the time they get there. That's what this is trying to do. Disadvantage. Real news. Real dissemination of information. Put a scarlet letter on something they don't agree with. See, it's still these crybabies. The intelligentsia elite at our universities. The television mainstream media, cable news networks, Hollywood. They don't like that they couldn't control and manipulate you. You once and for all didn't do what they told you to do. Now, I don't know what they have planned. They tried to rig the primary, it blew up in their face. They tried to rig the general and hide everything and bury Trump with audio and this and that and conspiracy theories. And that blew up in their face. Then they tried recounts and that blew up in their face. Then they tried blaming the Russians and that hasn't gone anywhere. Then they started attacking the electors and that didn't go anywhere. I don't know what's next. Maybe January 6th when they go to certify the vote. Maybe inauguration. I don't know what they got planned. But this is part of it. A new software developer at the Washington Post has created a new browser plugin that will automatically fact-check all of Donald Trump's tweets. This is right up there with Facebook, and it's fact-checking. It's a straw man with a radical solution, and one that is intended to be a scarlet letter, and one that will be greatly abused. You can count on it. By the way, our final story of the day. Everything that you see in the media points to an election that was stolen, and America in shock and horror. Really? My last story shows that the people got exactly what they wanted. And I'll prove it to you next on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
By Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Savage Nation. I'm Michael Del Giorno from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, filling in for Dr. Savage. The phone number 855-400-7282, 400 Savage, though we're running out of time. Keep up with all the top stories and the real truth and the real news by signing in or signing up for the Savage Nation newsletter at savage.com. Don't forget his two New York Times best-selling books, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, would be a great stocking stuffer to a friend of the Savage Nation, or The Tale of a Boy and His Dog, Teddy and Me. Well, obviously the lesson of the day through all of the top stories going beyond the symptoms to the true disease is that we have been fed a lie that all gods are the same, but they're not. And if you think they are, I point you to a Christmas market in Berlin with the backdrop of a manger in Bethlehem. I can't for the life of me tell you why those in denial in Germany who still can't find the person that carried out their terrorist attack still think it's not terrorism, still think the problem isn't open borders, still think the problem isn't refugees unvetted, coming there not to be to get asylum and be a part of them, but to destroy them and to kill them. And to carry out acts of war. What is the German government doing today? Exploring cameras. I wish I had a camera. I guess if you were looking for a selfie in the middle of a tragedy, yeah, more cameras would have been nice. And we looked at a lot of different examples, but they all pointed to the same thing. All gods are not the same. And viewing them the same and being ignorant, it may be bliss, but only till consequence arrives. And if you think they're the same, I'll point you to a club in Orlando, a Christmas party in San Bernardino, a race in Boston, a sacred field in Pennsylvania, a Pentagon in our nation's capital, and a ground zero in New York City. But we still haven't woken up. We still haven't learned. Our final story is this whole notion, and we know that because Michelle Obama has no hope, millennials have no hope, they're going through the fields in New York looking for a pantsuit. America's actually very hopeful. Have you looked at the stock market lately? America got the president they wanted. And you know how they got there? They got there because 62% of voters said, you know what, in the end, I didn't like either. But 80% of them voted for Trump. You got to love how the Democrats did it to themselves. They fixed their primary to shaft an outsider to get an establishment candidate. Trump rose to the top as an outsider, got to the general, and defeated her. And did so because 72% of the country thought we were heading in the wrong direction. I'll add to that, a new Gallup study that shows 55% of those that stayed home don't regret staying home. Bottom line is, most America got the exact president they want. Now, how will the crazy left act? We'll give Michael a lot to talk about of the Savage Nation. See you next time.
Savage.